So this image is plastic that has been recovered from a 90-day-old albatross chick from the island of Midway in 2012. So all these pieces were taken from a chick that had died because it had been fed plastic by its parents, parents that thought they were feeding it nutritious food that they collected from the sea, but actually they'd collected plastic. And the chick had got full of plastic, thinking it was full, when obviously it was actually starving to death because it had no nutrients and food in its stomach. So as you can see at the top, you know, bottle tops, horrific looking shards of plastic that have broken down from larger objects right down to small microplastics and nurdles. So yes, 276 pieces were actually counted. And it's just shocking to see, you know, the base of a bottle, you know, the edge of a cigarette lighter, the edge of a larger container or a piece of flooring. You know, there's all manner of things in there that could have come from all different origins.
And there's that iconic photo that I think many people have seen of the albatross, where you can actually see inside the stomach and see all of the plastic inside the stomach.
Yeah,
it seems that albatross, is there a reason, I mean, are albatross more susceptible to picking out the bits of plastic, or is it just where they live, or?
Both, really. I mean, albatross is a huge bird, you know, it's a massive, massive bird with a huge wingspan. And the largest colony is on Midway Island, which is in the middle of the North Pacific. So unfortunately, they are kind of right next to the, you know, where all the plastic originates from, the North Pacific Gyre, which is what I based my soup series on. So unfortunately, these birds are flying out in the North Pacific and picking up this plastic and bringing it back. So a combination of it being a large bird, you know, with the ability to feed chicks, cigarette lighters, you know, plastic toy soldiers. There's all manner of things that have been recovered from the stomach of chicks, and it's just particularly horrific that obviously the chicks are quite large, so they can ingest quite large pieces, you know, toothbrushes, golf balls, inkjet cartridges, you know, all these single items have been found in the stomach of a juvenile chick. And that, as the image you mentioned of Chris Jordan's with the plastic in the stomach of the albatross, is particularly horrific because you see the bird lying there with the plastic in its stomach. I try to do something slightly different because obviously his is a documentary style image, and I try and make it slightly softer. So mine is more of a passive approach in that respect. Although when you read the captions, it's obviously really shocking. And when I'm talking about what it represents, you know, it is like a horrific situation. But the images themselves, I hope, you know, they kind of create this beauty initially and then maybe soften the message. But then the message shouldn't be softened. Mm. But maybe the visual leads you in a kind of a more tentative, passive way before you're confronted with the horror.